You're listening to Live Jazz, the comedy show, coming to you pre-recorded from historic North Hollywood, or Hinoho. I'm your host, Daryl Haynes.
And I'm your co-host, Kim Hoffman.
And I'm your co-host, Kevin Cocker.
Oh, wow.
You tripped me up. Hinoho?
I did, because we talked about that a couple of episodes ago, like, and I thought I'd give it a shot.
Think about it the episode after we had this discussion.
No.
You thought about it several episodes after. Like, I'm just gonna play it.
Yeah, but you know, because I'm someone who thinks about different things all the time, and that's what was in my head.
So you're like everybody else who thinks about different things at other times, because I'm fairly certain nobody ever thinks of one thing ever.
You just described a person.
Yeah, like a person. Like so I'm not the only one. I'm not alone.
You're not alone, Daryl.
You've never been alone.
Okay.
We're here for you.
That's good, because that was, as in last episode, I was talking about how I get sad a lot, and that's
but
something
just think about
that,
the intro.
That intro was good.
That was a good intro.
Oh.
Feeling better?
Remember, oh man, those are the days.
Yeah, last week's episode. If you guys haven't listened to it, you should take it. Listen to it. And put
those
it
were
in
the
your
days.
Ears.
Yeah, and take note of that intro.
Yeah,
it's a good one.
And while you're taking note, take a new note,
because
we got ourselves a guest this week.
Oh yeah,
take a note on who that guest is.
This week we have a guest.
We have a guest
this week.
We have
unlike a guest.
All the other weeks,
we
have guests. This week
we have a guest. His name is Sam Floto, and I'm on a couple improv teams that I do improv with him. And
teams do you? Hey, Sam.
Hello, everybody. do I talk now?
Talk away.
Well, we opened the gate, because if you talked before that, we would have been like,
I knew there's some kind of podcast etiquette
In
which I'm not supposed to talk until I'm introduced.
Yeah,
hey,
yeah. Like,
don't
we would
speak
have been,
unless spoken to.
We would have been pissed.
Unless you want to. Yeah, we would have been. We would have been.
Because you guys
legs.
Are a bunch of scary dudes.
Yeah.
And there's one lady that is ferocious.
There's a reason why we're all wearing leather.
Yeah. So when we grapple you in wrestling, we don't slip.
Yeah, no.
Because that's what we do. We do wrestling moves. That's how we fight.
I'm so sorry you felt scared. I mean, honestly, like, with the exception of apparently sometimes wrestling, we're actually pretty nice, easygoing people, I like to think.
Yeah.
I mean, I
am holding a machete right now, but I'm a really nice guy, you know?
Yeah, you're just like twirling it a little.
Yeah,
it's not
just like
menacing.
Oop, threw it in the air, caught
oh,
it.
Oh, wow, okay.
Oh, yeah, did that scare you? I'm sorry, I didn't mean for that.
The machete didn't scare me, your dexterity with the machete scared me.
I'm pretty good with the machete.
The skill that you have wielding that machete.
Daryl's he can juggle it in the dark. Not a lot of people can do that.
Yeah.
I would like to address the fact that it is pitch dark in this studio at this moment.
Well, we are just showing off Daryl's ability.
Yeah, I wanted to show that I could throw it and catch it. You felt the air coming off that machete when I threw it.
Yeah, and I sensed the mat and the leather suits that you guys are wearing. Right?
Yeah. They kind of squeak.
They do.
Yeah, really.
But it's great, because in this chair, I'm never going to slip out of this chair, because the leather sticks to it so well.
Yeah.
It's really, like, everybody should wear leather suits all the time, I feel like. Because you know, if you have a problem with falling, like, leather suits will fix that.
Yeah. They sort of grate onto any surface that has any kind of grip to it.
Even if it has no grip, it's got grip.
You make that grip.
Wrestling someone in a leather suit would be just a horrendous experience, I feel
like. Oh, yeah. Think of all the rashes both parties would get.
Exactly.
Unless you oil yourself up.
We should probably lose these suits.
You think?
I mean, we just said they're an issue.
I was trying to put positive I was trying to give it, you know, like, some pros, but now that I think about it,
I guess...
Well,
I'm getting really hot in it.
It's really hot.
I would personally feel more comfortable with you guys completely nude than in full-body leather suits.
Oh, we've done that before.
Yeah, we've done that before.
But we've done a nude episode.
Really nice.
Oh, okay.
A naked episode. It was a really good episode.
There's no reason why we wouldn't do another one.
Yeah. Oh, it's just...
Okay, yeah.
As long as you're okay with it, then...
Like I said, the full body leather suits that you guys are wearing right now are very scary to me.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And so I prefer maybe if we were all naked together. Do you guys mind if I join
oh,
you?
Oh, please do. Do you mind if we turn the lights on? Because when people yeah, are naked, because, I like to...
Yeah, look. I like... If I'm naked with people, I like to see them.
Yeah.
Yeah, I get that.
Then as long as everyone's comfortable.
Let's do it. Yeah.
Okay, okay.
I feel totally
cool.
Fine.
Okay.
Cool about this. Don't mind the... Velcro.
Oh my god.
Velcro, yeah.
Yeah.
Is that a tattoo?
Daryl,
when did you get a tattoo between the last nude episode and this one?
I did it this morning. I went up to the tattoo store at 8 a.m. and when they opened and got myself a tattoo. Do you like it?
Bright and early?
It's Felix the Cat.
That says sassy on it?
It says sassy. It's Felix the Cat, and it says sassy on it. Yeah. He never says that in the cartoon at all. But I was like...
You've taken some serious liberties with Felix, yeah. In my opinion. Some creative
well,
liberties with him.
My Felix the Cat, the Felix the Cat I know, would say sassy sometime. And that's what I'm trying to portray. You know, my vision of Felix the Cat.
Hey, so. Man, you know what? Just put the machete down, okay? It's cool.
Oh, like, I was about to... I was just
commenting
okay.
on that tattoo. It's all right. Fine.
All right.
Like, we're all
I'm
cool
sorry.
Here.
I'm sorry. I put this to your neck. Wow, that could have
hurt
we,
you. Can we just agree that we shouldn't have machetes in the studio right
just,
now?
Just
can
put
we
it
all
away.
Just agree on that?
Okay.
There's too many dangerous accidents that could happen.
Okay, I'll just throw it in the hallway.
Okay,
oh
cool.
My God. Oh, my
that
God.
That being said, your tattoo's really stupid.
No!
It is, though.
Oh,
it's
wow.
It's
very
I just swiped at you as if I had a machete in my hand. It's good that I didn't have that,
good
or you would be
sad.
Dead.
Good
wow.
Well, thinking on that.
Yeah. Wow. I was almost a killer.
You almost were.
Yeah.
I mean, it would be really easy to identify you, though. I mean, to turn you in with that tattoo.
I would venture to guess that there's no one else on this earth that has that exact tattoo.
Felix the Cat's with sassy on it? I don't know. There might be someone.
Just one other person?
Yeah.
It's a narrow field of people is what I'm saying, at the very least. It is less than one lineup's worth at a police station, for sure.
Okay.
And I bet, right. like, the other guy who has it is probably a police officer.
Is it... Okay, so I do, like... I should add a word to it or something. That'll make it cooler, right? Like sassy, like...
Sassy cat?
Sassy cat. Ah, yeah. That makes it cool, right?
Nope.
No.
Then why would you suggest it then? I thought you...
Because literally there's nothing that you can add to that would make it better.
Really? What if I gave Felix sunglasses? That makes things
cool. I don't know.
No.
Yeah, it just makes them sassier.
Do you think getting... a tattoo at 8 a.m. this morning was a bad decision? Is that what you're saying?
I never would have encouraged it.
And yeah. I don't think the time was actually a factor in the decision.
Based on your creative choices, I would suggest you just stay away from any kind of permanent ink on your body.
Wow, now that I think about it, maybe you guys were right.
Maybe if like you put like a lot of thought into it and you had someone else decide what the tattoo would be, then maybe it would have been a good idea.
I was driving around historic NoHo, and then I just saw the tattoo shop. I was like, oh, tattoo time. Felix the Cat. I see Felix the Cat saying sassy, and I did it.
Wait, hold on. So they had that there? They had Felix the Cat with sassy under one of their like.
I was like,
on the wall.
It was the first one that they had.
Wow,
it was number one, and I was like,
Daryl, I just wish you would have called first because one of us would have talked you out of it.
Well, you know what? I thought about that, and then I thought, you're not my parents. I'm own person.
Okay, yeah, but still, we're your friends. We could have guided you. If you still wanted Felix the Cat, that's okay. Like I would have said, get Felix the Cat and get the word stud under it.
Oh, wow, sure. That would have been good.
Studly? Can he fix it? Can he get sassy stud, or is it too late?
Oh, yeah, that's good.
Or studly sassy?
Studly sassy. Ooh, that's good.
Sassy but pants?
Sassy pants!
But you know, I just thought of this.
Put some pants on him.
Like with all of those are saying that I'm the sassy one, and that's not what I was trying to say with the tattoo. Is that what I'm trying to say with this tattoo? Is this is what I imagine Felix the Cat saying? I'm not sassy at all. I'm the opposite.
I thought your tattoo meant that I am like Felix the Cat. I am sassy.
Oh no, that's not the message I was going for at all. Oh,
that's very unclear.
Yeah. It's very vague.
I should put like
just do a painting of Felix that in which he says sassy on it, if that's what you want to do. Just remove the whole Felix from your body. It being on your body indicates...
Oh yeah. My, you're so right. I should have just painted this instead of putting a tattoo on myself. Well, let that be a lesson to all of you. If you want to be creative with something, paint it instead of tattooing it.
Or at least if you're making a statement about something else, don't put it on yourself. Like, you can
just keep it outside of yourself. If it's not directly about you, don't put it on yourself.
Like, if you're like, don't get a tattoo that like Dave's a dick, but yeah. Then just don't put like the words dick on like your back.
Oh yeah.
Cuz then that's like, it's that's you're wrong saying, for like many different reasons.
Yeah, yeah, it's like saying I'm a dick, but it's like maybe I just like the name dick.
Or maybe you're like I'm a fan of dicks.
Yeah,
and dicks that's just on your resort, back. Yeah. Like
boy. And you know, I got to be honest with you guys. I kind of did this as a lesson. We know about my lessons, right?
You make mistakes to teach us lessons.
Teach others lessons, yeah. And this is one of those lessons. So
you're like a martyr.
Yeah, exactly. And it's like you need someone to sacrifice themselves to show the others the way.
Yeah, that's a martyr.
Yeah.
You're like the Jesus of Hisnoho.
Exactly. Exactly. And you know, that's what I've been trying. That's a tattoo I should get.
I'm the Jesus of Hisnoho.
Yeah, I just
see that represents who you are.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's the difference.
Yeah, which is also that's you encapsulate Felix the cat.
Even work it in, you could be like, I'm the sassy Felix the cat, Jesus of Hisnoho.
Yeah,
just throw a robe on him. Sassy Jesus of Hisnoho.
Oh, we fixed this. This is so good, and I'm so glad that I'm part of this show because I really get to figure things out. Yeah, that's so true. Okay, yeah, so we know how to fix that tattoo now. Great.
Awesome.
Great job. Mission accomplished.
Good.
Mission
go accomplished. Team go.
Go team. Go speed racer, go.
Oh, man, that was
that
just
song.
That was just bizarre.
That was.
I like the song, not the show.
Yeah, I like the song.
Okay, I did enjoy the show, but I was a kid. And I had like a bunch of cereal that was like covered in sugar and filled with sugar milk.
Oh yeah, was
and
it made
it was
out
the
of
best
sugar?
Best thing ever because it was fast action. Everything was moving. Everyone was shouting, and I was all about it.
You know, they should just make a kid's show where it's just a bunch of characters shouting.
Shouting.
That's what TV is now. No,
I'm
like, isn't that what toddler shows are now? Though it's like,
yeah.
Like, they use, like, the right arm gestures and, like, the right intonation, but it's just blah, blah, blah. Teletubbies.
Oh, yeah. Teletubbies.
Freaking Teletubbies don't say anything.
And there's a baby in the sun that just giggles at whenever they do things.
Oh, the face of the baby that is the sun?
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah but they don't say words.
And it's, like, there because, like, if like you're not a baby, it's terrifying. But if you are a baby, you're like, oh, my God.
This makes
that looks like
sense.
Something like me.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You know what would...
The sun.
You know what would be the perfect kid show?
The world revolves around.
If, okay... Like Felix the cat being really sassy and yelling.
Daryl, we already fixed this. Why are you reversing
no, you're saying like
to
we came back around and I was like, oh, I know the perfect kid show.
And that and the whole the entire show is just
for
Felix just saying sassy.
Sassy.
He's not
sassy.
Being sassy.
Sassy.
Yeah. Just going,
sassy.
Yeah. It's really good. It's a great idea. I'm copywriting that. I'm copywriting
it. Hurry to the patent office because I am patenting it.
No.
Which is totally separate than copywriting it.
No, you don't. Don't you do it. Don't you patent or copyright Felix the cat being sassy. It's mine.
All right, well, you guys duke it out. Maybe we should go to commercial.
All right. And
we'll
be right back here in a second.
Life Jazz is brought to you by...
Ah, there it is.
Hey guys, what's up? My name's Joyce Shelley, and I'm making a film I think you'd be perfect for. I want you to audition for my student film. It's called Untitled, but I'm calling it that intentionally because I think it will make a statement. This movie is going to be shot in black and white, or sepia, or color. We're thinking of fisheye effects, maybe some art pop effects. Oh, who's we? My team is me and my boyfriend. It's getting pretty serious. We're already talking about my moving into his roommate's room while he studies abroad in Spain next semester. Anyway, the film. The lead is going to be either a guy or a girl. It's going to be a sort of absurdist meta piece. It opens on a tree that looks normal at first, but then you see that there's a person inside. This would be you. But then a lumberjack, played by my amazing boyfriend, chops you down, and you see your tree life flash before your tree eyes. And it turns out you were the tree in Samuel Beckett's Waiting for Godot. Right? Right? So it's riding on the Beckett estate being cool with us doing this. I don't have money to pay you because it's all tied up in the tree costume, but it's a great experience, and I really need to ace this film class to help me prove everybody I knew wrong. If you're interested, please respond to the formal Craigslist posting subject line, Best Student Film Ever. That's in all caps with 3 R's in ever. Hope to see you there.
Wow, that film sounds so, like, mysterious.
Yeah, I do not want to be a part of that.
Really?
I do not.
The mystery of it, it's like, it's deep. Like,
oh, yeah, the premise, sure, I could get behind.
Yeah, it's like, that's what I feel like this show tries to do.
I don't want to do, okay, yeah, this show is incredibly, incredibly mysterious.
I'd like so to point mysterious. Out that there's no mystery to that film because she explained the entire film in the advertisement for the audition for
but
it.
But she didn't say, like, if the main character was like a guy or a girl or oh, like, yeah, or the tone she was going for.
The mystery for me is, who's the main character?
Yeah, that's
is
that
the lumberjack or is it the tree? Yeah. I don't know.
Now that I think about it, I'll probably just watch the first 5 seconds of that film and then be done because the mystery will be solved.
Talk to the people afterwards and be like, no, actually, no. That's why I don't want to do it. I don't want to deal with a stupid girl and her boyfriend doing a project together that's just an excuse to test their relationship. Because that's what this is. We all know it.
You have a really suspicious...
That's the stage in a relationship, is doing a project together, like doing a film, not moving in together.
I think we're ready to make a film together.
Yeah, it's a trying stage.
Yeah.
That's why none of my relationships have ever worked out, because no one has any camera equipment.
Yeah. That's
you should just ask that on the first date, though. You get so far into these relationships not knowing if there's equipment, and then you get let down.
Well, that sounds like we're trying to, like, if I'm on a date with someone, mm-hmm. It's like, do you have any camera equipment? Sounds like we're going to shoot a porno.
Well, yeah. You need to lead up to that question.
Oh, yeah.
Filmmaker, I'm wondering, that's still porny.
Yeah.
I know, like, I say always, am I someone you could see making a film with? But now that I look at that, that does sound
a little porny. Yeah. Hey, I would like to record you.
Yeah. Mm. I guess I should preface that with, like, there's not going to be well, there might be nudity, but that's not going to be the focus of the film. But there might be nudity, if you're okay with that. But it's not going to be a point that, like, that's not going to be a focus. But if the artistic direction calls for nudity, there might be, you know, go through that whole thing.
Still kind of sounds like a porn.
But, you know, like a...
But like a really tasteful, artsy one that has like like emphasis on like storyline and plot.
Yeah.
And good costume department.
Yeah, and that's some...
Continuity.
You know,
really
that's something that's missing in the adult film industry now is just like, you know, emotion.
Yeah, I want to watch There Will Be Blood,
yeah,
but as a porno.
Yeah.
But the same quality and not like, oh, yeah, man, I drink your milkshake with my dick. But,
yeah,
like, I drink your milkshake, but they're also naked during it.
Or if there's just a great, like, reason that they, like, he would or she would say that. Like... Maybe, like, she's never had a milkshake because her father died from a milkshake accident or something, but it's like, I love you so much that I would drink your milkshake.
One thing I want to hear about in all of my porns is the relationship the woman has with her father.
Yeah!
That's the missing element in porn.
I would like that to be covered
porn.
Right away in any porn that I watch.
Yeah, that should just be covered like the first minute. You
like,
know?
Hey, girl, I brought you some pizza, but first off, what's your relationship with your dad?
Well, it's complicated.
Oh, yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Ooh, that's good. That's good.
How's it complicated? Did you guys have a disagreement in the past, or did he do something to you to make you not resent him, babe?
Well, he made a lot of money, but then he had to travel a lot for work, so me and my mom didn't get to see him a lot.
Wow.
So it's not really, like, that bad, but still there's some...
Well, like, he paid for my college, and, like, I saw him, like, 6 times a year, and he would take me out to dinner all the time, and...
So, like, when you see him, everything's good. This isn't really an issue. I'm taking this pizza back.
But I'm taking my dick out.
I would love your dick. Yeah, if I could have your dick, that'd be great. That's the way that I'd like all my porns to go. Is the girl the girl explains that she has a great relationship with her father, that everything's cool, they talk a lot and it's great, and then she's like, I would love to have sex if you'd like that as well. Let's do that.
Everything's just hunky dory. Let's get this all out.
What just happened just got me really excited. I don't know. I'm sorry. I'm
like sexually, or
you can,
like,
and you can see that. Well, no,
I like to remember have clothes back on. Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah. Now that you're looking, you can see what kind of excited it is.
Yeah. I forgot that. Honestly, I got so used to us all sitting here just hanging out, I totally forgot we were nude.
Before we do it, I should have to say I'm very impressed by all of you.
Thank you. I work really hard on it, so that's really nice to hear. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Kim, you have a great dick.
Kim, your penis is honestly exquisite.
So it's, I would prefer us to put everything away just so I could take my eyes off of it, because
I can barely focus on this podcast because of the beauty of your penis, Kim.
Thank you.
It's massive while flaccid.
Yeah.
I wonder what it's like when it's erect.
Yeah. I mean, it's pretty sassy.
That's something I want to get a tattoo of. It says sassy on it. I'm doing it right now, like after this episode. I'm going to put it over Felix.
It's just going to be the outline of a dick.
Just directly over the tattoo.
Felix the cat stuck inside it.
Waving in the background.
Just trapped in a dick.
Yeah, that's what I was going for.
In my dick. Felix the cat is trapped in my dick.
Wait, like, I have a question.
Yes.
How would we know that it's Kim's dick if it's just her dick?
Oh, man.
A beautiful penis atop a Felix.
Oh, okay. You're so right.
But so you know what? Your tattoo would be like, that's message. A gorgeous penis. Must be Kimberly Hoffman.
Exactly.
What's that
everyone
behind that
will
penis?
Know.
Is that Felix the cat?
Felix the cat?
Oh, yeah.
Are they both saying sassy separately?
Or are they together sassy?
Is one saying sass, the other one saying ye?
It's a sassy chorus.
These are good questions. Yeah, I got to be more clear with these tattoos. I'm going to have to think about that. Well, it's great because we're going to go to our exciting game. This is good. We're actually about to run a marathon. I hope you're ready.
Oh, wow. Yeah,
we're racing.
I mean, sure. I went running this morning, so I feel definitely
warmed up.
Yeah.
All right, cool.
Okay, well, right. we're gonna start this marathon, and I guess we'll use our editing technology to
because the marathons are long.
Yeah.
They are.
Yeah, and I know you don't. Yeah, it's gonna be like hours.
This is a 10K.
Yeah. So we'll just cut to the end. See.
So this is not a marathon.
It's not a marathon.
Just to clarify,
it's 10K.
We're running a 10K.
No, 10,000 miles. 10K, like a lot of miles.
Whoa.
Kevin, no one told you how far we're running, did they?
Wow.
No,
you're just running until we say stop, aren't you?
Yeah, no, that's what a marathon is, right?
Sure it is.
Okay,
sure
it is.
Let's go.
Yes, it is.
That's
whoa, I was not ready. Come back. Oh, and we're back at the finish line.
Oh,
wow. Kevin's still running because we haven't told him to stop. But,
Kevin! Kevin, come back.
Nope.
Kevin!
Can't hear you.
We're done with the... Oh, that was the marathon.
The Need for Speed's in my heart.
He's able to project his voice in a way that is incredible.
Yeah. I'm a very loud person.
And he can hear so well, too. He's like listening intensely.
He's a machine, both auditorily and cardiovascularly.
Yeah, for sure.
I like that you break out the big words here.
Always.
Cardiovascularly. That's a great word.
It's the blood flowing in my brain from the marathon.
Yeah. We all got a little smarter, I think, because of it.
That was crazy, though. I'm pretty sure that was a four-way tie.
Well, he's still running.
I'm not done yet.
But are we counting it like the line of the finish line, or are we talking about the distance we ran?
Well, I mean, it was the same distance.
Well, he's still running. Does he win if he runs more?
No.
Oh, okay, because I was about to run
So when you
more.
Get to a point,
yeah.
First one to that point wins.
And I'm done. Woo!
All right, come on back.
Okay.
Come on back, Kevin.
Come on. Get back here.
Kevin.
Hey, Kevin.
Yo.
Come on over back here.
I'm on my way.
Okay, Kevin. Hey, Kevin, we're over here.
Yeah, okay, Daryl.
All right, cool. Hey, Kevin, did you have fun running?
It was kind of a chore, but it was fun. It was
yeah. Okay. Hey, you're almost here.
I'm just about. I got another mile to go.
Okay. All right. Well,
when you join your run over there, is that going good for you?
That's going good. Thanks for asking, Sam.
You're almost here, dude. Come on over.
Half a mile.
We got to finish the show soon. You gotta get back here for the end of the show.
Come on back, Kevin.
You coming back? All right.
Come back. Does anyone want pizza? I could get some pizza. Nah, too late.
No.
I'm fine without pizza. Yeah.
I was thinking about it. I guess I would like pizza, but it's
okay,
too
I'll
late
get
now.
Some.
Oh, no,
get
Kevin, some. Come back.
Come
back. Later.
He went inside to get pizza.
All right, got a pizza.
Oh, wow. Okay,
just run
bye.
Through the kitchen to pick up a pizza?
He does
exactly.
He's
an incredibly fast person.
He is. And not just fast at running, fast at ordering pizzas.
Hey,
it's really
the whole
good.
Interaction at that pizza place took less than a second, as far as I can tell.
Yeah, that
they
was.
They know what I want.
They know you there.
He ordered the pizza, decided what he wanted, ordered the pizza, they made the pizza, and then he came out with the pizza in less than a second.
Nice. Not to mention that I also paid.
Wow. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah, thanks. Thanks
hey,
for
welcome back,
man.
Kevin.
Hey, Kevin. Whew. Wow, I said that this ended in a four-way tie, but I'm going to go ahead and give the win to Kevin for getting
us
a pizza.
Thanks, guys. Hey, and pizza for everyone.
Oh, thanks.
Oh, thank you.
Pizza
oh,
yeah.
Oh,
pizza
wow.
For you. Pizza for you.
I guess
thanks.
You could say we're all winners because we all have pizza and we're all friends.
We just named Kevin the winner.
And I just named you guys the winner.
He did. So and the winner decides the winners.
That's the rule. So anyone who's the only winner is selfish because they named themselves the
winner.
Yeah,
totally.
It's a tough spot to be in.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like you want to win, but it's also like, you know, it'd be nice to have other people win too. And you can make multiple people win.
You win at something and then everyone looks at you like, all right, dude. You going to name us all the winners or is this going to be weird?
And the whole time the winner's all like kind of dodging eye contact. Yeah. Just going, oh, look, I'm so grateful for me.
I did objectively better than everyone else.
Yeah.
That's why there's a stadium full of people at the Olympics. They're like,
Come on. They just want to share the win.
You want to split up that gold medal? Or
fork it over here.
You're going to make it weird?
I was watching you the longest. I watched you from the beginning. So.
I'm from the same country as you. Come on. Sharesies.
So we only have a little time left in the show because of that freaking marathon
That's
we just did. But we end every show with asking our guest to name something they like and something they don't like.
Great. I have to confess, I thought of this on the way here.
Oh,
because I listened to you guys.
Oh.
It's like that.
What?
And I thought of it because I had a weird interaction. I saw someone. Here's what I like. I like it when people are singing, like totally unabashedly, joyfully singing on the street or like in a public place. Like I saw this guy driving here, and he was like had his earbuds in, and he was just like, yeah, singing really joyfully.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But then I don't like when you are looking at them, appreciating them, and then they look at you and they're like, what are you looking at? Like, they look at you with like that sort of accusing.
Yeah.
Like, how dare you look at someone who is doing something loud? And
like, why are you looking at me? I'm dancing and singing in the street.
You know? And I want to communicate to that person, like, no, I'm your biggest fan. Like, you're totally cool. I appreciate your bravery of singing.
And, you know, I wish they can't hear you, so I wish there was like a hand signal that like just said all that.
You mean like a thumbs up?
That's ridiculous.
I mean, it sounds like a thumbs up would do the job.
It seems like a thumbs up would suffice in that situation.
Okay. Yeah, but you don't know. Maybe a thumbs up means like turn the music up.
Yeah.
Or
it could be
you're on motorcycles and it means shift up.
Or it could be this is your cue.
You know, just
like
the other day.
Start the show or something.
Yeah.
Just the other day, one of my bosses, he made this gesture where he did like a scooping motion going up and he wanted me to turn on the lights.
That
was what it meant.
I thought that meant like tap the balls.
That is not what it meant.
I thought that meant control the wind and make it go upwards.
I thought that meant slosh the ice over.
I later sloshed some ice.
It makes more sense. Slosh the ice.
That's what I thought.
Okay.
Yeah. Slosh it.
All right. Well, we're at the part of the show where we do some plugs.
Plugs. Oh.
You got plugs?
Y'all looking at me for plugs.
Yeah, you're first.
You're the guest.
Well, I'll plug the team, the improv team I'm on with Mr. Daryl here called Fun Size.
Mm-hmm.
We perform around town at the Danger Room in the clubhouse primarily. You can catch us there. Also, I'm part of a internet sketch group called Secret Fat Camp. You can find us at youtube.com/secretfatcamp.
That's an amazing name.
And you can follow me on Twitter @SamFlodo.
Cool.
You can follow Live Jazz Comedy At Live Jazz Comedy on Twitter or on Facebook. You can follow me, Kim, at Kimmy Hoffma on Twitter.
You can follow me, Kevin, at Kevin Cocker or on the streets.
And you can follow me on Twitter at Daryl Haynes. Thank you for listening.
Ba ba ba
ba ba ba ba.